Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Text us, 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Cam Hayward with some interesting comments. Mark Caboli being aggregated all over the interwebs. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. What did Cam Hayward say that is making waves? But first, yeah, it is going to be hot as you know what this week. Seven straight days into the 90s. I saw in England they're freaking out because they're going to reach 78 degrees.
Ooh.
Oh, 78.
Oh, geez. What are you going to do? I guess they don't have a lot of air conditioning in England, which I didn't understand. It's a first world country. I guess it doesn't get that hot. Even if you don't have air and it's 78 degrees, just open your windows.
Open your windows. Get the little draft.
Yeah.
Draft.
What
is it? Draft.
Draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you catch my drift.
Yes.
And put a little fan in there.
Uh-huh.
They don't have fans, ceiling fans. Mm-hmm. Not 93.7, though, but regular fans, you know? Bad joke. When I was young, I didn't care about the heat. You just go and you're a kid and you play.
Right.
And who cares? I contend it is going to be so hot this week, like, I wouldn't even take the kids to the pool.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, it is going to be oppressively hot.
But see, I never complain about the heat because we have the experience of growing up in Pittsburgh where my dad said this the other day. He's like, how about the other day whenever you woke up? I bet, you know, you wake up, you get in your car, it's 4 a.m. and it was nice out. He's like, yeah, that was probably like, you know, just a nice way to start your day. I was like, yeah. I was like, and that's why I cherish those days because there's days in February where I think about driving off a cliff because it's so cold. I'm like, think about it. I mean, and you have to defrost your car. Oh, you got to put the four-wheel drive on. I'll never complain about the heat because I know how cold it gets.
That's a really good way of looking at things. That is a positive way of looking at things.
Yes.
You're right. Because even in the summertime, you'll have the occasional like 50-degree morning, and that feels cold by comparison. We had it last week. Some of the mornings were quite chilly on the way in here. I wore a sweatshirt. You have a cardigan, something like that. Today, it did feel blissful. I'm wearing sandals. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Sandals at work?
I did smell like some Fritos. So
no,
your feet.
No, I showered this morning.
I swear, I was sitting down, I was like, is it me? It smelled kind of funky, like musty.
I don't think my feet smell all that bad.
I don't know.
I just smelled the shoe. It smells like rubber. We're good.
Mm.
It's not bad at all. Now catch me again in like a couple hours.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Yeah, as I pour sweat into these sandals, it might smell a little different. But hey, my comfort's going to come first on a day like today. I love you. I don't think it smells bad. If I have to powder, I'll powder. But I was talking to Kale. He said he's going to try to play nine today.
No.
Get the hell out of here.
Golfing, and like, it's just miserable. I'd rather golf whenever it's 40 degrees than golf whenever it's 90.
With you.
Just sweating.
Late April, early May, where you kind of are guessing on the weather, much better to golf in that than to golf in 90 degrees.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Clubs are slipping out of my hand, and like, it's just terrible.
Yesterday was warmer, but in the shade, it felt great.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was like, this isn't so bad. Yeah, it's not yet. Just wait until this week. And I wonder, I'm going to get crushed on the text line for this. My daughter's got her first ever T-ball practice tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't know if it's going to happen. You think they'd cancel that for heat?
What time is it at?
2 p.m., baby.
Yeah, they probably will.
I think they might. Mm-hmm. Turf field, too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will.
Yeah.
I bet you Steelers and a lot of football teams are happy.
They just missed it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The worst. OTAs.
You said you're as a rookie, you were in Houston.
Yes.
And you were doing two-a-days.
Yes.
You were losing like 10 pounds.
Lost 11 pounds in one practice.
Stop it. What do you even do?
Get an IV and then get ready for the next practice. Full body cramps. 11 pounds. Like, they had special machines, and this is, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's different now, and they have better things, but they had special machines where you would put your pads, your helmet, and your cleats where it would dry it out. Like, it was a machine that, because it would be waterlogged, like, it would be like.
Oh, just from the sweat.
Just from the sweat.
Was that as miserable as it gets?
That was as miserable as it gets. There's no doubt about it.
The rest of your career had to be easy then by comparison.
To that, there's nothing. It was all downhill, as you say.
Oh,
from then,
man,
it was bad, bad. And like, I mean, like, and I, like I said, like, I'm not gonna complain about the heat. Like, I could imagine being an offensive line or a defensive lineman.
No,
like, really think about being 300 some pounds and then having to do that.
Callis, how do you deal with the heat? Did he knew he start? You said 300 pounds.
He started sliding.
He started
over.
Sliding before I even brought him up. I mean, you are a bigger guy. What do you feel? How do you feel about this heat wave we got going on?
I think it's a great opportunity for me to take my shirt off, sweat, go do some activities, and lose some weight.
If you went to the Pirate game 12:35 on Wednesday, when the heat index will be 108 degrees, would the shirt come off?
No, probably not.
Is that just a no-go? My neighbor said he and his dad are going to the Wednesday game for Father's Day. And I said, buddy, that's 12:35. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the shade, though. Yeah, that's not... that. When it's 108 degrees, heat index, and you are in the shade, my brother, it is not going to be good.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter if you're
tank
in the shade.
Tank top weather. I mean, I used to wear tank tops at Pirate games.
Yeah, I could do that.
But it's still going to be hot. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't subscribe.
My wife bought me a tank top for the beach. I'm going in a couple of weeks. I tried it on, and she said, don't wear that. Yeah, you look like Gumby. Don't be doing that. Texter, you fellas are sounding soft. It's summer. Yeah, but it's early June. 93 degrees or more all week long. Maybe we are soft. I'm not built for the heat. Fan Twitter, you can hit us up on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. How about Cam Hayward? So I saw this from Mark Aboli, our friend. He writes for The Athletic. He's going to join us today at 9 a.m. And he talked to Cam Hayward, and Cam said he doesn't even know which way to lean. Quote, we'll see what happens. I can assure you this. I will be playing in 2025. I will tell you that. I still have family in Cleveland. My wife is from Cleveland. We will see. I am not trying to think about all that right now. End quote. Cam.
Oh, man.
He did not need to do that to himself.
I said that to my dad over the weekend. I was like, Cam, I was like, he did not need to do that to himself. I'm like... just finish your career out, like how, you know, people will remember you a certain way. Like, now you're starting to flirt with things where it's going to rub people the wrong
yes.
way. It's going to rub people the wrong way. That's not a negotiation tactic there.
No, you think that does anything to Art Rooney and Omar Khan? No. But what it does do is it sours you to the fan base. Now, that was going to be my question at 412-928-9370. Like, if Cam Hayward finishes off his career someplace else, we've had enough Twitter polls, we've talked enough about this to know that it seems like the majority of Steelers fans are like, all right, don't give him 3 years. Some Steelers fans, don't give him 2 years. Let him play out this year. Let him sing for his supper, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I don't know that Steelers fans would be mad if he does the Franco thing and winds up in Seattle, or he plays for the Carolina Panthers or something like that. But if he went to Cleveland, I think there are some in Pittsburgh that wouldn't spit on him if he were on fire then. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one. Don't mention Cleveland. Don't mention Cincinnati. Don't mention Baltimore. Because I do think if he left and went to one of those places, he would not be thought of as favorably in Steelers lore.
No.
Now, all things, you know, time heals all wounds. James Harrison... he was Benedict Arnold. He goes to the New England Patriots. He's fallen asleep in meetings. He's not taking T.J. Watt under his wing, and people hated his guts. Now, he's not as beloved as Cam Hayward, I don't think, but a player who best play in Super Bowl history. Now he's doing social media videos for the Steelers for schedule reveals. Time would heal the wounds. But I do think people would look at this and go, Cam, what the hell, man? Like, you could have gone anywhere. We don't like you anymore, Cam.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, you bring that up, and obviously he played in Columbus, played for Ohio State. His wife is from Cleveland, has family in Cleveland. If he were to do that, it would absolutely be on purpose to stick it to the Steelers and the Steelers fan base. Like, I mean, because if he had an offer from Cleveland, he definitely would have an offer from somewhere else.
Yes.
And if he were to decide to do that, he says he has family and his wife is from there. Yeah, okay, that's kind of a shield, but it would be to stick it to the Steelers for not paying them.
Oh, I'm an Ohio State guy. Yeah, he would be.
It would, yeah. Which I don't think he'll do.
Well, so you hit on something there that I've been thinking about a little bit. Like, does it mean that these negotiations are going a lot worse than he thought that they would go to even have to bring Cleveland up in the first place?
No, I don't think they're going a lot worse. I think that maybe he's a little disappointed that they haven't even got, like, they're not where they should be. Not that it's bad. Not that it's like, he's probably like, well, I've done all this for you. Like, well, we're not even like talking right now, maybe. Like, we're not even going to talk about it. Hey, I'm here. Hey, look. Are we going to have a conversation? And Steelers probably like, hey, we got other stuff to take care of first. He's like, wait a minute. Like,
I'm the Walter Payton man of the year.
Like, I've done a lot. And, you know, and I want to continue to do a lot, and I want to stay here forever. Can we start seeing eye to eye on something? Not necessarily the actual contract, but can we start, you know, sitting down maybe, having dinner, talking about this? I don't even know if it's gotten to that point. So I'm guessing right now. But I don't think it's, like, in a bad place, but it's not in a place where in his mind he probably thought that it would be right now.
Yeah, he's probably not thinking he's priority
right
at this point.
Priority, yes.
And I think he probably thought that he would be. Yes. I think he's played this whole thing wrong from the start. I had no problem, really, with him not showing up for OTAs. They're voluntary. And then he actually did wind up coming to the last one. He went through minicamp, but he made it so public with his podcast, with the leak from his agent before OTAs. I think he was trying to curry public favor. I think he thought that there would be a groundswell of Steelers fans behind him blowing the thing up saying, you've got to pay Cam Hayward. And then it didn't wind up being like that. A lot of Steelers fans, they look at the shield, they look at the logo, and they say, oh, this guy's too old. This guy doesn't have it anymore. Why does this guy think he's worth XYZ amount of money? And then he drops Cleveland, and Cam's a guy that cares what people say. I wouldn't have done it. Maybe it was innocuous. Maybe he was just thinking out loud.
He's a little more wittier than that.
He's too smart a guy.
Yeah, like everybody knows. I mean, that's like dropping the F-bomb whenever you're a kid.
Like, you know there are going to be repercussions.
You bring Cleveland into the mix.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
And I still think he's going to get a 2-year deal. They'll probably rip up this contract. But I'm looking at the text line right now. People are pissed. Here's one at 412-928-9370. Cam needs to shut the bleep up. Everyone crushed Ben anytime he mentioned retirement, but Cam can bleep about being ranked too low, about money, about playing somewhere else, and no one says anything about it. Well, I don't know that. I think we're saying things about it right now. How would you feel about Cam Hayward if he finishes out his career in Cleveland? 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you about that coming up next. We've got the Golf Rewind with Paul Alexander this Monday coming up at 7:35. Plus, TJ Watt kind of let us into his mind about how long he thinks he's going to keep playing in the NFL. All that's on the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Cam Hayward says he's playing in 2025, whether he's a Steeler or not. And then he brought up Cleveland because his wife's got family in Cleveland and he's a Buckeye. Would that change your opinion of Cam Hayward if he goes and plays elsewhere? Part of me is conflicted on this, Dorian, because, like, hey, if you don't pay him, he's got to go get a check someplace else. But the louder part of my subconscious, which has now come to the forefront, is don't you dare go to Cleveland, man. Mm-hmm. Like, going to Cleveland would almost be worse than going to Baltimore or Cincinnati to me. Because if you go to Baltimore, I don't know about that, actually.
Well, yeah, if you go to going to Cleveland would be worse, because I feel like if it came down to Baltimore or Cleveland, like, your chances of winning are going to be better in Baltimore. So if you're really about winning a championship or even making it to a championship or winning playoff games, you would think that, I know Cleveland, they did better last year, but they're not Baltimore.
No.
Like, Baltimore's on the verge.
Yes.
Like, and that'll happen maybe sooner than later. So if you went to Baltimore, that would make a little bit more sense.
Cleveland,
if you went there.
Cleveland would feel like it would be a downgrade. Like, you would go to a situation that's worse. I know that they finished better than the Steelers did in the division last year, but just historically, and they got destroyed in their playoff game. I mean, man, they're Cleveland, for God's sakes. It's not like you would legitimately be chasing a better opportunity.
Right.
And for that, I'm happy you got me here, Doran. For that, you can't get mad at a guy. I want to go win a championship. You don't want me. I can go do whatever I want. I'm going to go chase a championship. But if he did go to Cleveland, it would feel like he's just sort of twisting the knife.
Mm-hmm. And then he'll, you know, have the cover of, oh, well, I have family here and my wife is from here.
Yeah, my wife loves it there. I'm a Buckeye. I love Ohio.
I really can't believe he said that. I really can't believe it.
It wasn't a misstep either, man. Like, you convinced me otherwise in the last segment. Even, like, halfway through my take, you're like, he's too smart. Like, he didn't say, well, you know, I guess Cleveland could work. My wife's got family. It wasn't one of those thinking aloud deals. He's a very smart man. But he's also someone that I feel like looks for praise on social media, and he always responds to criticism on social media. I think his standing with this fan base matters to him. The way he's viewed, I think, matters to him. And so I would caution him against doing that. Go to Kansas City. If you're going to leave. If you're not going to get paid, right? Go to the 49ers, you know? Even Philadelphia. Go to a place where, oh, okay, you can make the argument. That place gives me a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl.
I think it really just comes down to, like, if he were to go to Cleveland, there's different motives. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you're going to Cleveland and you have played your whole career in Pittsburgh and you know how the differences are between Cleveland and Pittsburgh and you choose to go there, there's other motives of why you went there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really that cut and dry to me. Like, you were going there to spite the Steelers for not paying you, and that's really it. Like, you're going to want to take top dollar. Like, you're out there to get money. Like, I get that. And if Cleveland is the highest, I mean, it can't be by much. It won't be by much. So if you do that, there's a different motive of why you went to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. If this is even real, he might have just, you know, tossed it out there. Like, he knew what he was saying. He's tossed it out there to see reaction and what the reaction would be. And, like, wow, Cam would actually do that? But I don't know deep down that he would actually ever do that.
I don't think that works on Omar Khan or Art Rooney II. Like, I don't think that this helps him in his contract negotiations. That's why it's all so weird to me. Like, you are taking the very public hit of saying the place that nobody wants to see him finish, you are taking a public hit with the fan base, and you are gaining no ground in any negotiation with Omar Khan and Art Rooney II. Like, I don't see a single way that this benefits him. Now, on the other end of it, if he really does feel slighted, to your point, and he goes to Cleveland to twist the knife, like, I could see why that would make sense after they don't pay him,
mm-hmm.
but to mention it on the forefront of it,
right?
That to me doesn't make sense. And then you got TJ Watt, who said last week that right now, when he thinks about his career, the first thing he thinks about, and this is an answer that I think Steelers fans actually would like. He says it's about no playoff wins. I'm trying to do anything I can. We have so much turnover year to year, so many new guys. It's trying to learn as much as possible coming from guys from other organizations that have done it and won championships since being in the league. I'm going to do whatever is possible to win. It's about not taking any day for granted, and when it comes down to executing and working, putting everything aside and getting it done, end quote. He also said his brother only played till 33, so he said he thinks he's got 3 years left, which that kind of slapped me in the face.
Right.
He turns 30 in October. We're on the back nine at T.J. Watt's career.
Yep.
How nuts is it, though, that he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and in that answer, he says he's trying to learn from guys from other organizations on how to win championships. That's not the way it should be. People should be leaving Pittsburgh, going to other organizations, and those organizations should be saying, well, we got a former Steeler, so that guy knows how to win.
What, there's only like two Super Bowl winners on the roster?
Who are they?
Russ and Landon Roberts.
Man.
Am I correct with that? As we sit here and kind of go through it. Like, did Quez walk? No, he didn't win.
Man.
You know?
I mean, that's why you bring the quarterback in, I suppose. That's why you heard the reports and Russ talked about it.
Right.
Hey, TJ, Cam Hayward, these guys were pushing for me to come in. This is probably more of a long-form discussion that we can have at some point here. Can TJ Watt, I think we've had this conversation before, can TJ Watt be an all-time Steelers great if he never even wins a playoff game?
I mean, how many playoff games did JJ Watt win? Two.
Different organization, though. Like, we view people, like, if you're a Houston.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
different profiles of players.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of tradition here, and there's big time names, a lot of Hall of Famers.
Right.
Yeah.
You win three Defensive Player of the Year awards, and you're just going to the playoffs in Houston. Hey, you're our guy.
Right.
But here, you are
one of many.
I mean, Joe Green won four. Tough to climb that mountain when you haven't won one. All right, let's get into that later. I think that's a good conversation. And you can call us at 412-928-9370. But we do want to talk to Paul Alexander, the host of Going Low, about what happened this weekend at Pinehurst. Neil Shipley, the low amateur at the Masters and the U.S. Open. Only six other people have ever done that. Wait until you hear the names that Neil Shipley is among. And then Bryson DeChambeau. Did Bryson DeChambeau win this thing, or did McIlroy choke it away? Ah, classic sports talk radio question, Doran. We'll talk about it. We'll have Paul Alexander weigh in when we come back next. The Weekend Golf Rewind is presented by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, let me tell you, folks, you are not being fit. We're now joined by our buddy. Haven't talked to him on the air in a long time. Paul Man. Alexander, the host of Going Low. What's up, Paul?
Good morning and greetings. Salutations. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and what a time to have you on when you got Neil Shipley. He's the low amateur now in the Masters and the U.S. Open. Only six other people have done that.
First time since 2019.
See, you knew it. You knew it. Victor Hovland, 2019. Phil Mickelson did it. Jack Nicklaus did it. Some pretty good names there, I would say. Do you want to start with Neil then, Paul?
Yeah, how about he tied Brooks Koepka? The last time he was playing in a major, he was dueling Tiger Woods. He beat him. He has advanced degrees. He's brilliant. He's amazing. He's done things as an amateur that no one's ever done. And I think, I'm not sure of the announcement, but as of today, I think he's a professional. I think his amateur days are over. When you start finishing, you know, tied for whatever at a major, you're going to get a big fat check.
Well, he did speak of that. He was like, I can't wait to start cashing checks, you know, whenever I become pro. And he is deserving of that. And you name all these things that he has done. He's brilliant. He, you know, has advanced degrees. He's really good at golf. He's a Pittsburgh guy. But, man, isn't he humble? Like, you just love to see a young kid
such a good dude.
Take it the way he does. And I'm excited to see him as the years go on, man.
Do you guys hear the story about when he was at the U.S. Amateur, where he finished second? Nick Dunlap, who turned pro, won a tournament as an amateur. Nick Dunlap did. But at Cherry Hills in Denver, Arnold Palmer won a U.S. Open there in 1960. Number one's a par four, and Arnold Palmer used to hit it long back in the day. He drove the green. Now, if you understand the history of golf, we used to use persimmon woods. The reason those, you know, they're called woods, they were made of wood. So they had for all the amateurs a driver made of wood and an old Bellotta ball, which Arnold would have used. One guy out of the entire field of amateurs was able to repeat the feat of Jack Nicklaus, and that's drive the green, where they have a plaque right now. Yeah, that would have been Neil Shipley. He was the only guy that did it. This guy has a special career ahead of him, man. I think he's going to be a great PGA pro.
That's what I was going to ask you next, Paul. I mean, is this a kid? I mean, he's a kid, for God's sakes, that is going to win major championships in his future, do you think?
Well, yeah. He's already been in the Butler cabin. The cool thing about finishing as the top amateur at Augusta, you're in there. He was in there with Scottie Scheffler, and he watched him. And I was thinking, and, you know, Neil and I text back and forth every now and again. I'm like, that's going to be you, my man. That is going to be you.
What do you make of Bryson DeChambeau? Did he win or did Rory lose?
It's always a combination. I'd like to say either or, but if you make a 55-yard up and down from a bunker on 18 in the U.S. Open, you won the damn thing. I don't care what happened ahead of you. I don't care what happened around you. You made a shot of a lifetime, and you make the putt, you win the tournament. Sure. I mean, Rory gagged. I mean, he's up there with John Vandeveld and, you know, Greg Norman, his major collapses. You bogey three of the last five. I mean, come on. And those putts, he had missed a putt under 3 foot in 496 tries this year. He made 496 putts of that length or less. So, yeah. And we used to call it truck slamming. When I'd play golf with some buddies and someone lost a lot of money or didn't play well, they were a truck slammer. You know, they slammed their trunk, put their clubs in, and drove away. That's what Rory did. He was a truck slammer. I mean, he slammed the trunk, had to go.
That's exactly what he did. How about the reimaging of Bryson DeChambeau? I feel even a couple of years ago, he came off as arrogant, came off as cocky, and not many people liked him. But now, I mean, he's a fan favorite. I think he let everybody touch the trophy. Every single fan he saw, let them touch the trophy. I mean, good on him, right?
He just figured it out. I tell athletes all the time, Dorn, and you've been around him. You've been one. Used to do the Jerome Bettis show years ago. And I go, Jerome, how hard is it? You're a decent guy. You're not the nicest guy, but there's so many clowns out there. You act like a decent person. Everyone thinks you're the nicest guy in the world. Now, I'm kidding, because Jerome is one of the greatest humans I've met. So, but the bar is pretty low. And we always glamorize the knuckleheads, the ABs of the world, the guys that are complete boneheaded idiots. We talk about them more than we should, but we don't talk about the nice guys out there nearly enough. And somehow through YouTube, Bryson DeChambeau has re-imaged himself to the point where if you don't love him, I don't think you're paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, he got me.
He hits a wedge 185 yards.
Right.
A pitching wedge, 185. He's playing a different game than I've ever played.
Yep.
Yeah, how many times do you think I've hit a ball 185 yards?
Never.
Straight? Probably never.
Well, maybe four. If you hit four shots, you've hit 185, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It takes you four to hit a 185.
That's right. I mean, he got me whenever at the Masters he tossed the ball and the old guy took the ball away from the kid, and he's yelling, hey, 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 give the ball back. I was like, all right, man, you won some points with me. Paul, this was fun, man. Thank you for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hail to Neil Shipley.
Hail to Neil Shipley.
See you, Paul.
Unbelievable. Thank you,
Paul. See you, boys.
See you, buddy. There was no hesitation from Paul. And you talked about this whenever he was the low amateur at the Masters. He said, this kid's going to win a major at some point.
Yeah.
You're going to have all of Pittsburgh pulling for you, Neil Shipley.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is, I find him to be delightful because he's awkward, at times robotic, and you can tell he's young.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell he's young. But when he's interviewed afterwards and he's sitting there among the greats of the greats and his head seems to stay screwed on right.
Yeah.
And I would think that that's something that he would keep going forward to.
Well, this is setting him up for that, to be a staple in golf. I mean, all these moments that he's eclipsed thus far, and especially yesterday being honored at the end, and I was just watching him. My eyes were locked on him and how, you know, he took his hat off to shake everybody's hands. Like, he is primed to be a guy. He is primed to be a guy, and he says, I can't wait to start cashing checks. So he's going to cash a lot of checks, and he is going to be one of the premier golfers as we watch golf for until we get old. I mean, he's, what, 21 years old? Like, I mean, he's going to be golfing until he's 50, 60 years old. He's going to be a part of our life. So we watch golf for a long time, and he's ready for that moment. I could just tell by the way he handles himself. He is young, but he understands what needs to be done and how to operate. And he's done that very well.
Yes, he has. And he seems mature ahead of his years, which, I mean, when you're this good, this young.
It's hard.
It's got to be.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard whenever you're golfing with Tiger to not probably call your buddies, your roommates in college. They'd be like, hey, guys. Dude, golf with Tiger. And they're probably like, dude, texting them.
Dude, you're golfing with Tiger.
Right?
I'm golfing with Tiger.
Can I meet him? Like, you know your friend's like, okay, can I meet him?
Can I
like,
come to the next one, please?
Right.
I do think that Rory absolutely choked, though.
Absolutely.
Absolutely choked. When you talk about 500, give or take, putts inside of 3 feet that you've hit in a row, and then you bogey, what, three of the final four? Yikes. Yeah, he's got a divorce going on. There's real-life things there. I'm sure it would have felt really good for him personally to win. Oh, man. I actually was sick for him.
I was, too.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, good on him knowing that there's so many things going on outside of his life to be playing this well throughout the weekend, and whenever it came to that, down to that moment, I was like, he's going to do it, and he didn't, and I was like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
this is tough.
Way tough. And all the credit in the world goes to DeChambeau, who goes, you know, what did Paul say, the 55-yard up and down?
I mean, like, bunker, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take it, and he did take it, but Rory absolutely did pee down his leg, unfortunately for him. All right, coming up next, Antonio Brown is mad. It's kind of funny why. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock wrote a column about the Pirates and why maybe he's not looking ahead to the trade deadline. That's all on the way. But Jason Mackey joining us at 8 o'clock. He talked to A.J. Burnett about Skeens and Jones. He also wrote a piece about what the Pirates need to be focusing on before the Major League Baseball trade deadline. So he'll be with us in about 10 minutes here. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. By the way, we were talking about guys on the Steelers roster who have won a Super Bowl. A couple notable admissions, kind of. So Scotty Miller won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady. Did not have a catch in the game. One carry for -3 yards. So he really left his mark in that game, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
And then Van Jefferson, 4 catches, 23 yards when the Rams beat the Bengals in Super Bowl LVI. Which I'm bad at Roman numerals, so I don't know which one that was.
No clue.
Yeah.
56.
Zero. Thank you, Callis. Is this a talent or are we just dumb?
Well, I think the Roman numeral. Blah, 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 yeah, now I can't speak. The Roman numerals are pretty straightforward. L's 50, V's 5, I's 1.
56. Bada bing, bada boom.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey. Not for nothing, a couple of wide receivers who have won Super Bowls. And that is a room where they have kind of, in fact, not kind of, they've totally done a facelift there, where you get rid of the wide receiver coach, you bring in another wide receiver coach, and you got a couple of guys who at least have done it before. So maybe George Pickens has a good role model or two that he can look at now. A guy who was not a role model, Antonio Brown, he was spouting off this weekend. He's not happy, Doran, that Cordarrelle Patterson's going to wear his number 84 jersey. He said, quote, they ain't really got the respect for me that I think or the respect that you think you earned. That could be trauma in itself to know, like, damn, I gave my life to work with the Steelers and these guys don't even give a bleep about my body of work. They'll just give a random guy who scored kick returns who never even got 1,000 yards as a receiver ever in his career over a guy who was number one in history, end quote. So you got a point?
No, they don't care.
They don't.
It's a number. You left. You wanted to leave the way that you left. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Like, they'll honor you whenever they feel it's time. The time is appropriate, but, like, you left.
I gave my life to the Steelers is where he lost me.
So the whole situation. So he what? He didn't show up, right? Can't remember.
Yeah, he threw the ball at Ben's feet in practice.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, yeah, you're not playing. And then he doesn't show up. And then that was the end of it.
Then he wanted to go. Then he went to the Raiders,
and he was all pissed off because Juju Smith-Schuster had won the team MVP award over
Boo-boo
him.
Boo-boo Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, that's what he called him. Which, not for nothing, AB's Twitter account is like must follow. Like, you're going to have to avert your eyes. It's not all safe for work. In fact, most of it isn't. But there's some pretty funny stuff going on. Look, man, there was some guy who was an undrafted receiver from Virginia that, I don't know, a decade ago or less, whenever it was, like 7-8 years ago, wore number 83. That's Heath Miller's number. Like, it's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many numbers. And if they give out your number, man, don't be a jackass.
Right.
You did not leave on favorable terms. They traded you out of here because you're such a bad guy. Like, sorry, you're not looked at favorably here. Why would you be? Like, you were one. He was a great player.
Yes.
A great player, inarguable. I think he's one of the top five receivers of all time. Like, pound for pound, that guy in his prime was as good as it's ever been in this league. Fine. Yes. But the off-the-field stuff and the way it all ended here and where it's all gone since, you're not going to get the respect that you think you earned because it's more than just about being a football player. Like, he ain't going to get inducted into the Hall of Honor, not for a long, 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 right. long time. Because it wasn't peachy. When he left, and I can't believe James Harrison came back into favor after that, but Mike Tomlin was giving his end of the season press conference that year, and AB and James Harrison were hosting a Facebook Live video together. Like, undermining the whole thing. Sorry, AB. That's the score, man. You can't be that guy and then be beloved.
Right.
Great player, not a beloved dude. It's like the opposite of Cam Hayward, who's a great player and also just so happens to be a good guy. You're allowed to be both. Allowed to be both. Anyhow, went kind of off on my soapbox there.
Good.
Jason Mackey's going to join us next. Everyone's focused on the deadline for the Pirates. He says, there's more stuff going on that he brought up, and we'll talk to him about that. He also talked to A.J. Burnett about the Pirates' two big horses at the front of their rotation. We'll talk to him about that as well. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 95. Hot. You can hit the thing now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.